Forecasters say the rest of the Atlantic hurricane season is likely to be busy with an above-average number of storms. And we're joined in the studio this morning by two state officials who have responsibility in that area, the Secretary of Homeland Security for the Commonwealth, Terry Suit, and the Director of the Department of Emergency Management, Michael Klein. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Wayne. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Wayne.
Welcome back. Mr. Klein, you know, local and state experts work closely every year with the Hampton Roads authorities in case of a major hurricane. But if a hurricane strikes Virginia, it might not just be limited to the coastal area, but interior regions should also be prepared.
That's very true, Wayne. As you and I, who've been around here for a number of years, know, a hurricane doesn't have to impact Richmond from just the coastal impacts. We've had a number. Gaston, going back a ways, Camille and Agnes all came up through the back door, if you will, up the mountain chains. And even though they weren't still hurricanes when they hit, they had a tremendous impact. And then we've had the coastal storms like Isabel that have reached far enough inland to have really significant impacts in Virginia. So we're taking this time of the season with the worst impacts traditionally for Virginia during these months that are coming up to reach out to folks and encourage them again to have a family plan in place. That means actually sitting down and writing out what are we going to do if we're impacted. And the first step there is to look and see what is likely to impact you. We're most concerned about flooding. If you're in a low-lying area, anywhere near a creek or a river and might be subject to flooding, then you really need to have a plan to evacuate, to deal with that flooding. That plan needs to be shared with your family and with somebody outside of the area that everybody can contact if you get separated. You need to think about what you would need to take if you're going to evacuate. We always recommend enough supplies and prescription drugs, the things you're going to need for at least 3 days. But as we saw after Isabel, it can stretch out for considerably longer than that. Even if you don't have to evacuate, having that plan in place, having that kit in your home, knowing what you're going to do to protect your home from both winds and potential water damage is really important. The last thing I'll mention at the start here is that, again, if you have any possibility of being flooded, you need to have flood insurance. Regular homeowner's insurance won't cover it, and you need to get it in advance. You can't wait until Emily cranks back up and starts up the coast. It takes about 30 days for that homeowner's insurance to go into effect. So that's an important part of your planning activity.
Well, if a hurricane did primarily hit the coastal areas, there's a possibility that very populous Hampton Roads region might have to be evacuated. Ms. Suit, not everyone would have to evacuate, however. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, the most important thing is to know whether or not your home will flood. And, of course, if you're in a less sturdy structure, such as a mobile home that would be affected by wind, that's also an issue that we want to deal with through evacuation. But if you're not in a position where you're going to flood or where you're going to be impacted by the storm surge, then you don't necessarily have to evacuate. You just have to be prepared for at least 3 days, at least 3 days without any services, no power, no water, no ability to get out and get food while we try to bring services back into that local area. And people can check to see what their property situation is by going to vaemergency.gov. At that site, we have the storm surge maps. But Wayne, one of the most important things we want to convey to your listeners in this area is the importance of encouraging their friends and family in the Hampton Roads region to make a plan. Because if they do need to evacuate, many of them will need to have contact with friends and family up here that can help to house them and their pets. We do work hard in Virginia to have shelters available and to have pet shelters co-located with some of those shelters. But that isn't going to take care of everyone. My parents live right here in Chesterfield. So in the event that I've got to evacuate my home and my cats from Virginia Beach, guess where they're going? They're going to Mom and Dad's. And so Mom and Dad and I have to sit down now and determine how will we manage that. So it's important to plan in advance, and we need our listeners in the Richmond metro area to assist us with that.
And if there is an evacuation order, either for folks in the coastal areas, and they would be heading west toward the Richmond area, or if there has to be an evacuation in the Richmond area or our interior areas, either way, emergency announcements will be broadcast here on WCVE Public Radio 88.9 in Richmond. And even people driving west trying to get away from the coastal storm could hear information on where to go, where shelter is available, and other pertinent information.
And we sure do appreciate that partnership, Wayne. Thanks so much.
Now, it's not as though the entire population of Norfolk and Virginia Beach and Newport News is going to be heading west up I-64. As you said, not everyone would have to evacuate, and there are other routes involved besides I-64.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, if someone's in a low-lying area and their home has the risk of being flooded, they might only need to evacuate 10 miles away to another location where they have friends or family. They might not even need to leave the Hampton Roads region. Another thing to be aware of is we've got a lot of folks in this listening area that have beach homes and beach condos and second properties. They need to be aware that they cannot go the other direction on 64 in the event that we're evacuating Hampton Roads, because we will have reversed those lanes during a mandatory evacuation. Folks from Hampton Roads can also head out through 58 and throughout through 460. The primary evacuation route, of course, is 64, and we just need to encourage everyone to be prepared, have a plan, make sure they know what they're going to do, whether it's their vacation home, whether it's their family members, whether they have elderly loved ones or pets. Children that can't plan for themselves, they're so dependent on the responsible adult in their family to take care of that planning. One other thing, Wayne, if people have pets, they need to have the vaccination records with those pets. If we take the pets into a shelter, they have to have the rabies documentation. If they don't have those records, those pets cannot go into a state shelter.
Okay, thank you both. Homeland Security Secretary Terry Suit and Director Michael Klein of the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
Thank you, Wayne.